Imagine that you see the wretched strangers, their babies at their backs and their poor luggage, plodding to the ports and coasts for transportation. By this pattern, not one of you should live an aged man for other ruffians as their fancies wrought, with self-same hand, self-reasons and self-right, would shark on you, and men, like ravenous fishes, would feed on one another. It's a really weird thing. There is only one piece of creative writing, as opposed to like wills and things, in Shakespeare's handwriting. Only one scene has survived. And that happens to be a scene from a play that he wrote with other playwrights about Sir Thomas More. And the scene itself is about migrants. It's about the fact that this is the year 1517. There have been riots in London as the locals have protested about the fact that migrants from Lombardy have come to town. Sir Thomas More is sent in to quell the riot, to find a nation of such barbarous temper that breaking out in hideous violence would not afford you an abode on earth. Whet their detested knives against your throats, spurn you like dogs, and like as if that God owed not, nor made not you, what would you think to be used thus? This is the stranger's case, and this your mountainish inhumanity. The only piece which we know he actually wrote with his own hand and his own pen and his own quill, the only thing happens to be a deeply moving statement about intolerance and the need to embrace the migrant.
By the time we get to Othello, it's getting more interesting because there we have, for one of the first times in English literature, a black character being presented as a hero, even if he's going to be a tragic hero and is obviously going to have an ill-fated end. I'm Siobhan Keenan from De Montfort University, where I'm a reader in Shakespeare and Renaissance literature.
So do you think Shakespeare were trying to do something to challenge those sort of stereotypes that people may have had?
I think in the case of Othello's character, yes. And you know, maybe this just happened inevitably as a writer, as you start inhabiting characters in order to kind of bring them to life, that it's hard to simply treat somebody as kind of one-dimensional and therefore inherently evil. And certainly in the case of Othello, you know, he takes an existing story there and he makes his Othello a much more interesting character than the one that he found in the source story. And we're definitely invited to be sympathetic to him. Even though, as I said, he's going to end up doing a terrible thing at the end of the play, as we all know, along the way, we are definitely on his side, and the real villain in that play is a white character, it's Iago.
Content you. I follow him to serve my turn upon him. We cannot all be masters, nor all masters cannot be truly followed. For, sir, it is as sure as you are Rodrigo, were I this Moor. I would not be...
Most of his plays are set in the Renaissance period around Italy and the Mediterranean. And that too is culturally and racially diverse.
Tony Howard again.
So why not reflect that in an English theatre? And now, thank heavens, now we are doing that. It's taken a big struggle. It's taken examples and it's taken arguments. But now we know there's a responsibility and there's also a huge opportunity. So, for instance, take a play like The Winter's Tale. Like many of the comedies, we think of it as a fairy tale because there's a princess and there's a wicked, deranged king, that sort of thing. But the key moment in The Winter's Tale, they find a baby on the seashore. And that's an image that we've all seen in a horrific way from the newsreels and from documentaries over the last few months. He's dealing with that issue of migrants and that issue of how we welcome the helpless. And in that play, they do welcome it. They embrace the child. They bring the little girl up. In the second part of the play, it turns out that she has become the heart of the community. And it's a celebration of the joy and the life that she brings to the older people and the younger people. Of course, so really, she's a fairy tale princess, so that's okay. But in terms of what Shakespeare's writing, he's talking about the way we embrace the other. Mm-hmm. Whether we're able to cherish and love the migrant and the helpless person, or whether we reject it. So Shakespeare is really writing plays which are not just about now and our problems, but they're about tomorrow and a better future.
When shall we three meet again? Thunder? Lightning?
There's a company in a remote village in Kashmir, right on the borders of India and Pakistan.
Samir Bamra.
artistic director for Leicester's Physical Productions. They live in the mountainous areas, and behind the mountain, the terrorists live. These group of villagers made a production of King Lear in Kashmiri, and this production was completely transposed to mean something to them. So whereas we had Cordelia, Janelia, etc., the daughters suddenly became the sons, because the director of the piece, who is Kashmiri-born but an activist, felt that while working with these villagers and this group, that's what made more sense, because boys are meant to look after their parents, whereas girls are considered to be gifts that are given away. They're never expected to look after their parents once they're married off. The story of King Lear was set in this village and performed for me in the mountains, and the way they made the work was so poignant and so visceral that the villagers themselves all came out to watch this performance. I realized that it was as much for the young as it was for the elderly, to make sure that their vanity and their ego isn't overtaking their love for their children, because the men are old-fashioned and they're old-school. This production of King Lear that they did was all about male pride and male ego, and how Lear loses everything because he's not in tune with the grounded, earthy son that he has.
Shakespeare isn't just culture. Shakespeare's iconic about Britishness. That's why you're talking about him. That's why people are celebrating him this year. If you don't have a sense that you, wherever you come from or your parents came from or whatever class you are, if you don't have a sense that Shakespeare is accessible for you and can become part of your identity, then you're being cut out. And the imbalances in Britain just get worse. So Shakespeare is a symbol, okay, but Shakespeare is also a tool. And that's really been one of the most important things about it. So we're not only looking at the achievements in high-class productions at the Royal Shakespeare something or something like that, we're also looking at the way in towns like Leicester or towns all around the country, how Shakespeare is part of the education process. It's part of growing up. It's a part of being part of that town and that country.
You do not meet a man but frowns. Our bloods no more obey the heavens than their fathers.
As it becomes more visual, the text will be coloured by the actors, and it will create a memory into this young person's life, into this audience member's life, and they'll be able to connect with it. And that's essentially why I do it, is because I think those stories that Shakespeare has written are still relevant today and are of this time, because he's written themes relating to issues that took place then, for the people then, but those issues keep repeating and we as people don't keep learning. You know, there's this amazing thing in the Winter's Tale, that a generation that make mistakes, and then Shakespeare gives that the new generation the opportunity to make the same mistakes again, and the question is, will they or won't they? And similarly, I think that over time, over all these decades and centuries, we're still doing the same mistakes.
Inner-Jan is gone to death or to dishonour. She being down, I have...
Companies like Physical are doing what's been going on for a few decades now, since the 80s, really. They've been saying, we want to use Shakespeare to advertise the fact that whatever our background, we have got these skills. They want to use Shakespeare to say, whatever part of society they particularly come from, Shakespeare belongs to us. And in the process, they're saying, oh, by the way, you've probably got an old-fashioned view about what Shakespeare is. For instance, when Physical did Cymbeline, a play which is not very often done, and it's thought of as being a minority play, you'll go if you're a specialist, and you've seen like 30 Shakespeare plays, so you want to see the few you haven't got to. Okay. No, they took Cymbeline as a great story. They recognised the fact that it's the kind of story that Bollywood deals with, and so that they kind of created a fusion between classical and Bollywood-influenced theatre. And in the process of the casting, they actually made it a better play. I don't know if anyone's talked to you about this, but there's a subplot story where two princes are kidnapped when they're born and taken away by an old man to live in the mountains. Mm-hmm. It's a boring story. In the physical version, it's a woman who takes them, a woman who looks after them. And why that was so great was you suddenly realised how limiting the images of women Shakespeare are. So suddenly you realise how limited the images of women are that Shakespeare actually gives you. So that play happens to have an evil, wicked queen. Suddenly there's another one there. There's a mother figure who is brave and takes risks. And Shakespeare doesn't tend to give you those nurturing female images. He doesn't put in many mothers in his plays unless they're frightening. Don't know why. That production of Cymbeline instantly opened up other feelings, other possibilities, little arguments inside the play. You didn't need to know the play and compare it. It was just, it's a richer experience. And it's wonderful when that can happen.
Without Shakespeare, we wouldn't have half the English language, because a lot of the words that he's created are what we use now. Those words didn't exist in his time. Being a multilingual person, sometimes in English I'm lost for a certain word and I have to adopt a Hindi word or an Urdu word. There are still words that are missing, and all languages are growing. So I think without Shakespeare, we wouldn't be speaking brilliant English that we do today.